This is a life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries in Denver, Colorado. And now let's join the founder and senior pastor, Pastor Peter Taft.
That speak to seed. I want us to spend some time getting an understanding on what governs seed. Everybody say, what governs seed? So you know how it works. You understand that there are some spiritual laws that govern this process. Amen? All right, glory be to God. So we want to deal with that. So we're going to just jump right on down. Pardon me for a minute. We're going to just jump right on down to the sowing of seed, sowing of faith, action seed. Okay, sowing seed is faith's action. James, Rito, you ready? Okay, James 2:17-20. Read, watch what it says.
Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
Okay, so again, before we get too deep into this study of being of God teaching us that he's a problem solver and how he wants to solve our problems and how he needs us to participate in that, we got to get anchored again in this spiritual truth that faith without works is dead. Everybody say it again. Faith without works, is dead. Now, just like the scripture says, how many believe God? Okay, look at your hand. Look at somebody's name, hand this up, and look at them and say, you do well. But you have not outbeat the devil yet. He believes and trembles. So you got to go beyond that. There got to be some action to that. Amen. So faith without works is dead. My belief, let me put it more pointed. I feel the Lord. My believing without sowing is unactivated believing. It's like having a Kool-Aid and no water. Oh, come on. Amen. Amen. You ain't been that long from Kool-Aid, or you have you? You know, the packets. You know, you had the packets. I mean, somebody come out. Don't leave me out here by. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Bev. Thank you, Sister. Don't leave me out here by myself. You know, you got the packets. You know, you. But that without the water, no good. But once it hits that water, once the water hits that, it activates it. All right. So I got to have an activating component to my faith to bring it alive, to get it to where it produces, and that's where the sowing is going to come in. So I want us, again, let me say it real pointed, real clear. Just believing alone is not enough. I got to do something with that believing. That believing needs to send me into, everybody say, an action. Say it again with me, an action. Your victory is in your action. Now, this is, I'm not going to spend long here, but I want to bring it home. This is where a lot of believers get stuck. Because they're thinking they're in faith when they're really not. Because there's no action to their faith. Amen. They just, I'm believing God. Okay, you believe in God, so what you doing? Amen. Well, I'm believing God. I thought that's what I was doing. No, you're believing God is going to bring about an action. Amen? Amen? I'm believing, okay, let's take it, somebody looking for a job. I'm believing God for a job. So you're applying, right? You're pursuing a job, and you're pursuing it in faith because you believe in him. I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking. Everybody say there's some action there. All right, so here's a triple threat action. Let's deal with that. This is where you're going to become so awesome because these are going to be permanent part of your repertoire. These three actions. Everybody say these three actions. I want you to find yourself consistently in these three actions. The first one is, now as we look at this, I want you to look for the acting component inside of these faith expressions. So the first one is the say. Everybody say say. Okay. So now we're talking about sowing. We're tying all these actions to sowing. So sowing is the action of my faith. And I'm going to, in this particular case, I'm going to sow by what I say. But now stay with me now. But what I say is going to give me a path to walk in. I'm not going to just talk, but I'm going to follow my words. Oh. All right, so let's look at it. Matthew 9:21. Stay with me. Now you got to get this because this is how it works. Go ahead, Matthew 9:21. Watch what it said.
For she kept saying to herself, if I only touch his garment, I shall be restored to health.
Now, this is the woman who had the issue of blood. You know that she said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I should be healed. All right. Now, this other translation brings it out more clear because she said she kept saying. Everybody say she kept saying. So now, when I'm talking about sowing with my words, I got to do it more than just one time. Everybody say, I got to keep saying. I got to keep saying. Because I'm trying to get this seed into my heart. Okay. How am I going to know what's in there? I'm going to follow up by what it says. Watch what she said. Now look for the acting word. If I touch. Now, where she is and where Jesus is, there's a space in between it. But her sowing is going to close the gap. What you're believing for and the object of your believing, of your faith, there might be a great distance, but your sowing, your saying is going to close the gap because your saying is going to motivate you to go do something. Her saying motivated her to go through the crowd to touch his garment. You follow what I'm saying? Now, Let's take a little deeper look at this since y'all looking at me kind of crazy. What if she was said at one time? Well, she said at one time, okay, then she come out and look at the crowd. That's enough to make her go back. You follow what I'm saying? So she had to get through the crowd when she wasn't supposed to be outside anyway. Then she had to get past the disciples, and those were some rough boys. Y'all remember the blind man, right? Blind man was trying to get Jesus' teaching. They told him, shut up. It was full of compassion. It was just full of compassion, man. Remember the children was trying to get to him? No! they were so full of compassion, right? Jesus said, suffer the children. I mean, he had to kind of, you know, let the kids come through. Come on, Peter, let the kids come through. They just wanted all that space. You know how it is. Unsaved folks trying to get past y'all. Okay. That's my seed. Okay, so anyway, still she, everybody said, I got to keep saying. Said I gotta keep saying. Okay. So my saying needs to be tied to some action. You follow what I'm saying? If I say it's not just enough to say it, but I gotta say it, and then my life will follow my words. Okay. Now, the second threat is the seed sowing. Okay, let's look at it. 1 Kings 17:13. 1 Kings 17:13. Another reason why I'm so excited about this, because we get to expand our definition of sowing and we get to go beyond the borders of just money. And a lot of times we have just stuck and kept our sowing inside of that parameter. So then the enemy played with us enough, amen, so it would just shut down our sowing altogether, because if I didn't have the money, then I couldn't sow. Oh, come on. Say amen. Say amen for the others. Amen. All right. Yeah. Okay. So this expands our parameter. Let's go. Watch this.
And Elijah said unto her,
uh-huh,
fear not.
Mm-hmm.
Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son.
Wow. This is so powerful. Watch this. So, in the seed sowing, everybody say, in the seed sowing, it's about something being released from my life. Let's take a good look at this story. We find a woman who's gathering sticks to make the fire, preparing for her last meal. Everybody say her last meal. And what God does, he comes up and says to her, go make your meal, but give to God part of the meal. First, everybody say first. Now, everybody say again, first. Okay, all right. Now you really gotta catch that, because a lot of times we want to put God on the back end, and it don't work well on the back end. In other words, I'm gonna do all this, and then if that don't work, I'm gonna try God. Everybody say first. Honor him first. So anyway, so he asked her, he said, now give me, make a little cake for me first, and then for you and your son. So let's look at it. God didn't ask for all of it. Oh, y'all better come on and get on board. He didn't ask for all of it. No, he didn't ask for all of it, but he asked to be honored first with a part of it. Kind of almost look like tithe, don't it? But I don't want to bring that up, because then we shut down the lesson and then y'all won't hear no more. But it's a powerful principle. So he said, if you give to me off the top first, I'm going to bless what you have left over. If we were caught up in fleshly empathy or compassion or whatever the word you might want to use, we might not have ever asked that request. It's a lady with a son about to die. Who want to ask anything of that person? So right there, it tells me that God is going to challenge what I think about love with his love. Whew. This is going a lot deeper than I thought. Amen? So I got to get off the world's love and get on his love. Because his love is going to bless on the end. The world's love will have that really being my last meal. And I buried and put some nice flowers on it. You see the difference here? So now, something left her life, but what left her life, because she honored God with it, more came in. When I honor God with my seed, more is coming back to me. Everybody say, more is coming back to me. We're going to see a little bit deeper when we get down to the seas. Okay. Now, the next one, everybody say, show. So the show sowing, amen. Let's read it. Luke 17:12. Watch what it says.
And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers.
This is Jesus. Jesus, go ahead.
Which stood afar off.
Okay.
And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
Okay. So now everybody say the show factor. I want to give us another term for this one. Everybody say the obedience factor. Just doing what God said do. Now, first of all, let's look at this a little bit deeper. First of all, we got 10 lepers who were standing afar off. Their condition actually kind of caused them to stand afar off, because if you had leprosy, you couldn't get close to nobody anyway. Does anybody ever feel like you had leprosy in the house of God? Does anybody ever feel like you had a week that that the back row ain't far enough back? I just come on, just be honest with me just a little bit. Just, you know, the back row ain't four enough back. It's like, man, they ain't got no seats further back than this. You follow what I'm saying, you know. Like Sis Michelle, you know, she's sitting back where the kids sit. You know, you understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
Okay, all right. She's supposed to be back there. Right. So they were standing afar off. Now watch this. So I want you to know something. Even when you are far off, the word of God can reach you, speak to you, and give you, amen, steps to get out of your condition. If you will sow the seed of show, in other words, obey what God said do. Amen? Let's look at it. Watch this. He tells them to go show yourself to the priest. Now, in the Moses law, you would only go show yourself to the priest, amen, if you were healed from the disease, so the priest can pronounce you healed from the disease. So it takes some obedience and trust in God to go show themselves to the priest and not stand there and say, I can't go show myself to the priest because I ain't healed yet. So in other words, God will give you something to do before he shows the manifestation of the fruit. I wish I had a little help. Amen. Open the business, but I ain't got no customers yet. Yeah. Open the business. And the customers will come. Amen. Okay. Write the book. Amen. But I don't have a publisher yet. You don't need one yet. You don't have nothing to publish. Write the book. Publish your cup. Everybody, look at your neighbor and say, just do what he said. Now, they don't know what's going to happen, but they turned and just obeyed. Everybody say they obeyed. And then as they were walking in obedience to what God said do, something happened. It might not have happened on the first step. Might not have happened on the second step. Might not have happened the first block. But somewhere in the process, the word of God caught up with them. I feel like preaching here today. Caught up with them and blessed them. Everybody say, my blessing, go run and overtake me when I'm walking in the show seat. Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. So say, seed, and show. Now, is that blessing anybody? At all stages of your life, you ought to be participating in those three arenas of sowing because that's the action to your faith. Now, I want to walk through this. If I can leave from there and go to the principles that speak to seed. Amen. There's several series of verses poured out here. And we're going to touch on them just a little bit. I'm not going to turn each into a sermon of themselves, but I want to pull some principles out of things that govern seed. Everybody say seed. Because that's what God's going to bless. Everybody say, he's going to give increase to my seed. All right. Let's go. All right. Genesis 1 and 12.
And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed.
Now get ready to shout on this one because this is some shouting territory. I need to tell y'all that in advance because y'all can't see it yet. But it's there. Watch this.
And herb yielding seed after his kind and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good.
Go ahead and shout in faith. Just go ahead and shout. Because I know you're looking at it and you say, I don't see no shout. Really don't see no shout point right there. Right? Okay, let me break it down to watch it. And the earth brought forth grass and the herb-yielding seed after its own kind. Everybody say, after its own kind. So here is the law that governs seed. Every seed will bear fruit after its own kind. Now, here's our shout point. Our shout point is we are after God's kind. So we bear that kind of fruit. We bear the fruit of God. I wish I had some help up in here. I told you there was a shout in there. All you had to do was just look at it. Everybody say, I bear God's fruit. Yeah, because that's my kind. Everybody said, that's my kind. If God was an apple, I'm an apple. That's my kind. Well, I'm going to produce more apples. So I'm going to produce God kind of fruit. All right, let's go a little bit deeper. Let's go a little bit deeper since y'all are the shouting type. Amen. Let's go. Genesis 8:22. Watch this now.
While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
Now the first verse in Genesis 1:12 said the law that governs how seed was is going to reproduce. This one says, as long as time is in existence, as long as the earth remains, this law is going to be in effect. There's going to be seed time and harvest. It's going to be that way. Everybody say it's going to be that way. So since this is there, God is saying, I'm going to continuously move in this. The door is open for you to continuously produce after his kind. Everybody say seed time harvest. Everybody say seed time. Don't forget the time factor. Don't forget the time factor. See, the enemy will try to make you forget the time factor, and especially when we're dealing with a generation of instant gratification. Everybody want everything right now. But everybody, how many want the sure thing? The sure thing is God's way. Everybody say seed time, harvest. All right, so I got that I it's going to bear fruit after its own kind. So in other words, if I'm sowing in faith, amen, that seed is not going to go through a regeneration to come up something else. It's got to bear fruit after its own kind. Amen? Okay, all right. Deuteronomy. Now, this is a little bit of reading here, but let's catch this. Deuteronomy 11. 8 through 14. Watch this. Please read along as you read this. Watch this. This blew my mind. Go ahead.
Therefore, shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land whither ye go to possess it.
Now, remember, last year we was all about going in. Everybody say going in. Everybody say now we're in. Now he's telling us how to act like, how to act now that we're in. Go ahead. Keep reading. Watch this.
And that ye may prolong your days in the land,
mm-hmm.
which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
So he's taking us into a land that flows in milk and honey. All right, go ahead.
For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from which ye came out.
Stop right there. Hold on. So the land that we're in now is not like the land that we came out of. Everybody said there's a shift that happened. Oh, glory to God. Everybody say a shift that happened. So even though the calendar is the same, this year is different than last year.
Yeah.
That's what God's saying to us. I said that's what God's saying to us. He said this year is different than last year because why? There's a blessing that's been released from heaven. Glory be to God. Everybody say it's my season. It's my season. Now, the season has changed because we have been repositioned into the place God wants us to be. In our land that we came out of. Amen. Can't even be compared to the land we're in now. Now, watch this. Watch this here. Watch this here. Because not only is the land different, but how we work the land comes different. Go ahead. Pick it back up. Watch what it says.
Where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot, as a garden of herbs.
So, the land that I was in, I still had to operate in seed principle. Everybody say seed principle. But I had to water it with my feet. In other words, toil was involved in this. And the best it can come up with is some herbs. I wish I had some help up in here. But now he's taking me into a land that flows with milk and honey. Oh, tell your neighbor, say, I'm getting some more than just some beans. Come on. Not only has we shifted, I told you it's bonus night. Not only have we shifted, but the land has shifted. All right. Stay with me. Yeah. Now y'all want to act excited, but that's all right. Stay with me. Watch this. Keep reading.
But the land. Whither ye go to possess
it. Now he's going to tell us, okay, that was the land you came out of, but now I'm going to tell you about the land you're in now. Come here, watch this.
It's a land of hills and valleys.
Who? Everybody say hills and valleys. Now don't get scared of the valleys. No. This is not a negative connotation on the valley. Amen? But everybody say hills and valleys. I want you to picture, you know, a beautiful scenery where there's hills and valleys and you know, meadows. I wish I had some help up in here. Stay with me. Watch this. Go ahead.
And drinketh water of the rain of heaven.
Wait a minute. This land has hills and valleys, but it drinks water that comes from heaven. Oh, you got to slap somebody. I had to water the other one with my feet. But this land over here, God's going to water. This water's coming down from, I wish I had a little help. God's going to water this land. I had to work that old seed, but God's going to bless this new seed. Okay. Okay. Calm down. All right. Whew, this is good stuff. Watch it. Keep reading. Watch this now.
A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year.
Oh, you better tell somebody, my January and my December are going to look the same. It's blessed in January. It's blessed in December. Why? Because God's eye is on the land. Which means God's eye is on my seed. He's watching over it. I'm going to make sure that come up. I'm going to water it myself. Yeah. Now, I want you to remember this. I want you to release your faith to this. Glory be to God. That God is really participating in your sowing. Amen. He participating in the blessing of your seed. Everybody say, he's going to water. He's going to send some water from heaven. All right, let's go. Keep reading. We're almost done.
And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season.
Ooh.
The first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil.
Oh, somebody shout right now. Somebody shout right now. God said, if you just turn your heart towards me, I'm going to send rain, the first rain and the latter rain. It's going to bless the corn to come up. Amen. The oil to come up. The wine to come up. God said, I'm going to do it. Now, what you got to do? Everybody say, I got to get some seed in the ground. I got to start saying something. God's going to water what you say. I got to start releasing something. God's going to water what you release. I got to start showing up in obedience. Why? God's going to water that. Now, you got to remember this now. Increase cannot come before the watering. One sow, one water, God give the increase. Amen? So, everybody say, got to go through the watering. All right, now. All right, so we shouted on that. Let's go a little bit deeper. Psalms 126 and 5. Glory to God. Watch this.
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Those who cry as they plant crops, so plant seed will sing, shout for joy at harvest time.
Now, I put this in here because we've had some seasons and some of us are still, kind of at the finale of our crying days. But God said, go ahead on and sow while you cry. Oh, glory be to God, because you're going to come back singing and shouting with harvest. I'm coming back, not empty-handed, I'm coming back with harvest. Okay, how many qualify? How many then sowed crying? Yeah, you sowed some patience, amen, crying on the inside, because it was, oh, my God, I wish I had some help up in here, amen. You sow some love, amen, glory be to God, but you was weeping, glory be to God, because they abused you in the process. You gave some stuff, amen, and people mistreated what you gave them. Amen. Seemed like you ran into every one of the nine. Amen. None of them came back and said, thank you. God, you're still looking for the one, right? Amen, glory be to God. God said, I'm getting ready to flip that script. Not only was I'm going to dry your tears, but I've been looking at the seed you were sowing. And I'm going to bring life to that. All right, okay. Let's go. Now, Deuteronomy 22 and 9. Watch this now. Now this is another law, a principle that governs your sowing of your seed. So pay close attention to this one. Watch this now.
You shall not sow your vineyard with two kinds of seed, lest the whole yield be forfeited. The crop that you have sown and the yield of the vineyard.
Okay, so what God is saying here now, I'm going to bring it straight home for you because I know you're looking at it. Hey, I don't get this one. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, Let him not believe he should receive anything from the Lord. So in other words, God said, don't sow two kinds of seeds. Don't sow faith and doubt. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Ooh, glory. Don't give and take it back. Oh, wish I had some help. Don't show up and then don't be in obedience. Everybody say, one seed. His word is uncorruptible. God don't want no other seed sown next to his word. Matter of fact, there's another verse that said that every seed that the enemy sowed, God's going to root up. Amen? So everybody say, I'm sowing one seed. I'm speaking faith. See, you can't speak faith and doubt. God said both of them going to get canceled out. You got to highlight that one. That's a bad verse right there. Yeah. That's a tough verse right there. Okay, Ecclesiastes 11 and 6. We just got a few more. Watch this.
Plant early in the morning and work until, do not let your hand rest at evening, because you don't know if this or that will succeed. They might both do well.
Stop right there, and then we're going to read the other part. So God, now this is how you work with your seed. So in other words, I got three arenas in which I'm walking in a triple threat in which I sow. God said do it starting in the morning and continuously do it throughout the day. Amen? In other words, don't just be kind in the morning and then just start being mean in the afternoon because nothing came up. Be kind all day long, because you don't know if the kindness from the morning or the kindness from the evening is going to produce your favor. Ooh, wish I had some help up in here. You don't know which door you knock on is God's going to open up. So everybody say, knock in the morning and knock all day long. Speak life in the morning. Speak it all day long. Now watch the next verse. It's the same, but in a different translation. Read the rest of it. Watch this down.
So begin planting early in the morning.
Okay, I got my three areas in which I'm planting. The three areas in which I'm, that's the the seed and the show. Go ahead.
And don't stop working until evening.
I can't stop doing that. I got to do that all day long. Mm-hmm. Everybody say every day. Got to be sowing. I'm expecting harvest. He's watching over my seed. Rain is coming down from heaven. Whoo, glory be to God. All right, continue.
You don't know what might make you rich. Uh-uh. Maybe everything you do will be successful.
You don't know what might make you rich. You don't know if the crochet or the book is what God going to breathe on. He might decide to breathe on both of them. Oh, y'all ought to be running around the room right about now. Everybody say, I got to do it. Now, again, that's why I got to bring it back to you, that there has to be action to your faith. You got to give God something to breathe on. Now, Isaiah 30, because I want to get as much of this in as I can. Watch this, Isaiah 30. Watch this.
Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures.
Okay, so this one shows us the blessing that he's putting up on our seed with his rain. Amen? Everybody say fat. And plentiful. Yeah. Okay. Isaiah 55 and 10. Watch this.
For the rain cometh not, for as the rain cometh down.
Now stop right there. Now y'all know the rest of this verse. But now that the other verses that I shared with you before that wait a minute, hold on. He's not just using this as a model. He said he's going to send rain from heaven on my seed. So look at it from that standpoint. Let's go. Watch what it said.
And the snow from heaven.
Uh-huh.
And returneth not thither.
Mm-mm, but they blessing me. Go ahead.
But watereth the earth.
Watereth my seed.
And maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Everybody say, he's blessing me. All right, continue. Now this one right here. Everybody say this one right here. Oh, let's go. Y'all going to see it for yourself. Amos 9:13. Watch this now.
The Lord says.
The
time is coming.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I don't want you to get stuck in coming. I'm trying to tell you, it's here right now. This is the season we're in. I said, this is the season. I told you it's bonus night. We're in. Everybody say, we're in the season right now. Now you always got to catch this when you're reading scripture, because most of it was written prophetically going forward. Amen. But we're here now. All right, let's go. Watch what it says.
The Lord says the time is coming when there will be all kinds of food.
Everybody say, now is.
Now is.
Everybody say, all kinds of blessings.
All kinds of blessings.
Getting ready to show up in my life. Then he's going to take, now he's going to show you how they're going to show up. Watch this. Oh, before you read, has anybody heard the verse, my blessing going to run and overtake me?
Yeah.
Watch this.
People will still be harvesting crops when it's time to plow again.
In other words, there's so much, I ain't even finished getting in all the other blessings for it's time to sow.
Oh, come on.
For next year's stuff. I'm still harvesting. Oh, you hear what I'm saying? Oh, keep reading. Watch this now.
The plowman will overtake the reaper. People will still be taking the juice from grapes when it's time to plant again.
We're still processing the last harvest crop we got in. In other words, let me bring it home to you. I'm still eating off the last blessing. And God is telling me, sow for some more. Time for you to put more seed in the ground.
Yeah.
Well, God, I still got plenty. He said, sow for some more, because I'm going to bless some more. Let's go.
And the treader of grapes will overtake the one who sows the seed.
Remember, he's still processing the grapes. Okay, but the guy that's ready to sow again, he said, "Man, I got to put more seed in the ground. You ain't got all this out yet." Everybody say,
"My blessing
is running and overtaking me."
And overtaking me, Lord of God.
I got to bring it home. In the Egypt analogy, it couldn't do that. Yes, I can get it some herbs. Now, you need to fall out of love with them herbs.
That's right.
See, when they was coming out, they kept, well, you know, let us go back to, you know, leeks and onions. They wanted to go back to that. Everybody say, fall out of divorce that. Fall out of love with that.
Right.
You getting ready to get something that where it flows.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you,
Lord. High five. I can see it. The help is needed in the room. High five your neighbor and say, it's time for the flow now. It's time. Come on. Get off the drip. Tell them, say, get off the drip. It's time for the flow now. Now, you know you got to get your faith around this for you to see it now. Come on. All right. So watch this. All right. So we're in a season now where God is ready for us to walk in abundant blessing. Everybody say abundant blessing. All right, I got to shut it down. Let's go to the last one. Watch this. Matthew 13, read verse 18. Watch this now.
Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower.
Okay, so this is the parable of the sower. Now watch. Read verse 19 and then stop.
When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside.
So when explaining the parable of the sower, he identifies that the seed the sower was sowing was the word from the kingdom. Had a shout on that. Everybody say, I got a kingdom word as my seed that God's going to water. Oh, Lord. He gets all the, everybody say he gets all the glory. Because he gave me the seed, and he waters the seed, and he gives increase to the seed, and I get to enjoy the harvest. He gets all the glory. Oh, yeah, you better. Okay, now, watch this. Go down to verse 23. because this is where you are.
But he that receives seed into the good ground.
Now, as I'm preaching this word to you, everybody say, I'm receiving seed. This is God giving you seed. He's telling you what to do now. Okay, I got to start speaking the word. I got to start releasing things out of my life at his commandment. I got to start showing up in obedience. Watch this. Continue to read. Watch this.
But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
Everybody say triple threat, even in receiving. Everybody say, I got a hundredfold coming up. I got some 60-fold coming up. I got some 30-fold coming up. But I got stuff coming up. Nowhere in there do you see it was barren. Because when you do it God's way, you're going to be fruitful. Why? Because he's watching over the seed. Amen? Last verse and then we're gone. Watch this. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10.
For God is the one who gives seed to the farmer and bread for food. He will give you all the seed you need and make it grow, supply and multiply your seed. So there will be a great harvest from your goodness of your righteousness.
Proves everything I just said. Now watch this. Watch this. He said, I give seed to the sower. Does he have any sowers in the room? Amen. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. That's, you got to look for the action now. Everybody said, do you got any sowers in the room? Stand to your feet. We're going home on this right here. I want you to look at somebody. Amen. Get their name and put sower in front of it. Sower John. If their name is John, sower John. Hello, sower John. Come on. Go ahead. Get their name. Call them sower. That's the noun that we're looking at, the sower. Everybody say he gives seed to the sower. Ask your neighbor, say, are you a sower? Or are you going to sow what God has given you in triple threat? Or are you going to start saying what God says? Or are you going to start releasing what God say release? Or are you going to start showing up when God say show up? Give the Lord a hand praise. Come on.
You have just heard another life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Please visit our website at www.lbdm.org. And remember, God has a design and purpose for your life.